and this is like some kind of appetite, you sick bastards. I mean,
sick is a good thing now.
Get me started. But that was, you know, that was
sick
years ago.
Sick is the new healthy.
I'm hoping that the Department of Health and Sanitation in San Francisco
Orange
does conduct
president is the
robust inspections.
And gets all mad at your friend, John.
My friend, the little... Captain. If you've ever seen them, they're not beyond cute.
They have little faces and they're really cute.
A rat's tail.
Especially
we've
little
told
babies.
It tonight.
Wait a second.
Now, hold on. They're going to eat it and you're going to what?
No, that's bad.
Step away from the rodent.
Step away. Step away from the capybara.
Leave that animal away, Michael.
Leave the I hate that. You know, people do what they will with their animals. It's terrible.
Michael, have sex with an animal.
Extra.
500 watts of power.
Michael, have sex with an animal in an electric implement.
Extra.
What's the matter, you bunch of mine?
Next day is where it's at.
Michael, if you do another Jimi Hendrix solo, I promise not to interrupt.
That's why we have sprint guards on the mic.
Here come, baby. Coming to get you.
He's just joking, Felix.
Just joking. Really? Almost coming to you. Boom, boom, boom. Really getting.
Wow, look at this.
Next door, almost pretty close to where you are.
Bag full of drugs over here. A yellow bag full of.
Oh, yeah.
Drugs.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, give me that. Yeah, that's what I need.
Some of those drugs, there they are.
Michael Pepper, aren't you singing lead in this
I'm
one?
I'm not.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Me
I know, the show stopped.
I don't take drugs.
Oh, yeah, this is mine, okay.
I don't truck with drugs. So just keep on trucking.
Hey, folks, this could take a while. The 60s were a long time ago.
Last week, from what I recall. Particularly in my, oh gosh, up there, whoa, hell, they look it out. No way. It's the summer of love all over and over and over and over again. But it's not. That is real good drugs, right? Soon, you'll be peeking. On the M&M's. No peeking.
I always like an M&M, but not as much as Reese's. Nothing can really compare with Reese's.
Reese's?
Think Reese's. What do you think?
Reese's is owned by Hershey's.
Reese's, the greatest
Greasy's pieces?
Product of Reese's ever.
Yeah, Hershey bought them up a long time.
For its huge, for its all too short 15-year reign was the nutrageous. You notice you don't see Reese's Nutrageous anymore, ever. Okay? Yeah, look down. Yeah. Be ashamed. You should be, because you didn't buy enough of them, evidently, and the Mr. Reese just decided it wasn't worth it anymore.
Mr.
But there was
Reese.
Never a candy bar as good as a Nutrageous, because it had that peanut butter, Reese chocolateness mixed with actual nuts.
Michael
Pepper. Yeah. There was no
the
other
UFOs bar. Will be built from Reese's peanut butter treats. Ice cream.
Exactly. That's what'll begin the romp, the, you know, Saturnalian romp with the sex goddesses. Well, perhaps, well, we'll be immortal at that point, right? Won't we? Oh, good. We have rock music with this. Sorry.
At what point?
Yeah.
If you'll be immortal then, then you're immortal now.
What the heck? We're rocking!
Michael, if you'll be immortal then you're immortal now.
Oh,
diddy, diddy, duh,
I suppose so. So
see?
In that case,
simple
give
stuff,
me your,
man.
Give me your groupies. Give me your young girls, your middle age, your whatever.
You're tired,
take
you're poor,
it, you
your
know,
child, your whore.
Let's do it.
We're driving the next day.
And I can do the I can do the rock, the Dio salute, as it's called.
I don't have any groupies remaining.
Here we are on the road.
I put them all out the pasture, Michael. I put all my groupies out the pasture.
That's the Deep Purple. That's Deep Purple, yeah. Everybody
had
to do it.
Can't wait to get the X
Day. Just think, we haven't even got to Sacramento yet.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we forgot to go get...
Any supplies?
Tulane Blacktop, here we come.
No,
we're on our way to heaven.
Where would you go, actually? I guess, well, if you went the hard way, you'd go over the Sierra Nevada. Well, that's the only way.
Yeah, cut through Reno and up.
Unless you, Reno.
We just blew $1,000 of the budget just buying this song to put in the soundtrack.
I know, just the rights.
Yeah,
right, because
for one use.
Well, Sabbath claims the right to anything in a van that plays this on an 8-track.
They're really fierce about
that. That's what we're playing, right? I only want to listen to 8-tracks. Because I just certain songs that I want in that order.
Okay, sure, whatever.
In my Alice Cooper. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, that was good makeup material, I thought. Alice Cooper and the 8-track. Little backseat action. Pretty good, huh?
Well, you must time the action to go with this drum solo.
You bet. Yeah. Hell yeah. And the one in Inagata Devita, above all. That was the first really tribal thing. Dancing at that was like the first tribal dance that I ever was.
Were you guys from Massachusetts?
I'd never danced before, right? Danced? Yeah. This was new to me. I'm 13, whatever. And, Inagata. Oh, and it went on and on, and the song went on into the night, and the girls, the girls with their sexy clothes, and that's really where it started.
Michael Long,
Sunshine of Your Love, you know, that's one of those core songs that mean
pretty soon
sex.
You put on a headband and you move down to the farm.
I moved down to, yeah.
To the gas station.
I moved down to try to get hard.
Was meant to be enjoyed.
Now I lost track. You confused me.
Doc Reels acting like me.
But we, you know, we held our own with that. Let's see. No.
What are you going to do, rent that thing? What are you
going to
do about that thing?
The atmosphere could be a sad place. Many lonely people disappeared into its safe
environment.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm waiting for.
Out into space to be going like,
I
am handing you a card. What does the card say?
It says, "Happy birthday, dear friend. God bless you."
And now
on the back.
The back of the card. Please,
says,
can you read that, Michael? Do you need better light?
Oh, here we go. God, Buddha, nature, space, whatever it may truly be, may you be blessed in all you are and all you do. It really is quite lovely. And I'm sure Miss Minor really enjoyed it. It seems very intimate for me to read on the air. I really wouldn't feel...
It is, right? That's what I was saying. I told you, this is not exactly, right?
It's not really appropriate. I don't care
heavy,
if it's 100 years old. It's still...
It's heavy, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what I was telling you earlier.
Exactly.
You asked me to bring these things in. I said,
back in the day,
just wait to this, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
This life that I was telling you about.
Well, back in the day, there was an art. And
the life of Riley.
It was also an art to letter writing. And there were some beautiful letters were written.
Word.
I got a
word.
No question at all.
Dust.
E-F-G.
But you have to feel it if you really are going to say it on the radio.
When all your
you gotta feel
from the 70s have gone to rehab.
TVY. But Jay, I'm back there again.
Actually, this is interesting.
I'm a man.
And for a reason that only Jed and I understand.
We
the third movement
is what makes this interesting.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And now everybody else knows if they're paying attention. No, Doug's not paying attention. He doesn't pay attention to what I say. And just K-Rob. K-Rob.
Well, they're not getting paid.
What's the matter?
He's just creating. K-Rob is creating the reality we live in.
It was that drug that he took.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the theme. That's basically.
It's that drug that he took that I manufactured.
I know. This is the kind of environment that he creates for
me. Sounds like you got a
environment. It's not a passive, layback environment, you know. It's really an active environment. It's, you know, like they say for sexual harassment. It's
like,
creating
like a petri dish.
It's
with,
creating an environment
with bacteria.
And it's so, isn't it? It's shameful. It's
shameful.
It's just so.
By the way,
it's shocking and shameful and
shame.
No, I just.
You can repeat the same things over and over, and they don't mean anything.
Shame.
What does that mean?
Shame.
Shit.
Shame.
Wait.
Shame.
It must be the next sound will be the sound that.
Shame.
Oh my God. What does that mean? What's that guy saying? What is that guy doing?
Shame.
Where am I?
Shame.
Oh my God! Someone's calling me.
Hello?
Please.
Is Shame there?
Yes.
Yes, we have Shame here on the line. Would you like to speak to
You're making too much noise again. We'll have to come up.
She wants a quarter.
Okay, it's a quarter. 50 cent? Oh, 50 cent? Okay.
50 cent?
Here, let me just zip. No, that's the tenderloin. I leave that behind. Let's have no fellatio in the recording studio. We've tried to enforce this before. And all of the other various
and
sexual acts
pleasant.
Which
Good
have
morning,
been
everybody.
Committed
Another
in
Friday
this
morning,
room.
Rather
let's have
wet in
let's,
the
let's,
San Francisco Bay Area.
Let's have no more.
That's
of it.
Okay. We'll keep you warm.
Kids.
We'll keep you entertained. We'll
We've
keep
all
you
heard
informed.
The rumors. That's
and,
right.
Speaking of being entertained
and this
and
guy
informed,
and this is probably Tom Hell himself.
The
I mean John Hell
radio program.
Telling us
Those
don't talk
folks
like that.
Will be
yeah,
back
he,
on
keep your hands off my fucking capybara.
That's what he says.
3 a.m.
I hear the
He comes in on people's things and says, no, you can't say that. Oh, God, he's such a dictator. Let's just make fun of John L. until he listens to our show and then comes back at us. Would that happen? No. If you mind the show for John L. and you wanted to know, did anyone talk about John L. during this chat? Could you hook it up? One another. Those things never work. Come on. Get real. And then it's like trying to start a freaking bowl in a hurricane.
Babies, a multi-talented Neil Diamond digs coke after coke.
You the one that cursed me for giving you some?
Yeah.
Okay, because I took the first here. I'll load you up. Boy, this is a switch. You used to give me pot. You used to give me pot. I said the word!
No.
Share and share alike, Michael.
They don't need a priest to intercede between them and the Holy Father.
The Mausoleum Vaseline.
Or, yes.
The Mausoleum Vaseline.
Some prefer Ali, and some prefer the other, Muhammad. It breaks down. The brother-in-law is Ali, and that was the Shia, and then the Muhammad himself was the Sunni. I don't really know the which is which, but I probably, if you were to buy the FBI terrorist deck of card list, you could. I wonder if they still do that. They actually did that at one point. They had, well, there were some people. I don't know who did. I love it. Maybe they still do it. There was, you know, a deck of, I guess, 52 terrorists. What's that? It looks like a kind of a strange. That.
Get him.
A centipede in a good mood. Yeah.
That's a centipede in a good mood?
I don't want to see him in a bad mood.
Yeah, exactly. Look at how many legs he has here. He. It's a he, right? It's a he. It says he.
You know what?
He says
you probably
hello.
Don't even need to count him, you know?
The centipede is saying
before
hello.
Ruby was transferred
right.
From the Dallas County Jail.
Kids love bugs and little animals.
Cancer infection.
Crazy
he was guarded around the clock in solitary confinement.
Oh my goodness, here's the crazy fucking thing. This thing has 23 pairs of legs, which is the exact pair amount that a Scarlet Pendermore has.
That is good.
Isn't that great?
Now, okay.
It does. It has 23 pairs of legs.
That's a smart little girl that did that, or boy, or whatever.
It really does. It has 23 pairs of legs.
It looks kind of girly, though. I think a little girl did.
Oh, gosh. That's not fake news.
Yeah. No.
It's real news.
No, she went to school. She learned it.
Real news. Real news about
real yeah, some of them
facts about real
sit
people.
Sit down and listen and
make real art.
Learn. You make real art?
But this piece of art here.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you get it?
Well, what I'm getting at here is that
you steal it from some poor little girl that was taken home for show her parents?
This is going to be in a show next week that I'm putting on, and the tag on this one we're gonna start it at about 11 million.
You have the pipe, excuse me.
Welcome to Monsanto's Plastics Home
What's
of the Future.
What's the tag? Is what?
Stay away from that thing, Michael Pepe.
Michael, step away from.
Step
the
away
problem.
From the art.
No, don't go near art. I can't afford to go to art anymore. Well, that was the one free thing, actually.
Art. These days, you can't tell what art is.
Radio.
Wear pants and an orange dress.
It's just like whatever grooves you, man. It's like just whatever, man. Like whatever, like you like, you know. You're just like, you know, kind of just whatever, you know. You kind of, you know, man. That was my Donnie Woody. Remember him? Still alive, girl. They're like crocodiles. A lot of them. The Rolling Stones. You and I and everybody else will die, but the Rolling Stones. March on and never get old. Unfortunately, they have to look the way they look now for all eternity, which is very scary. The scariest person in the world, I think you can all agree, is Iggy Pop. The most visually scary. He is a terrifying man. I saw him on TV a little while ago. Wow. Just almost completely nude. He's like, what, 80? He's in his way into his 70s. You know, just a mass of wrinkles and flab and age and, you know, soggy flesh. You know, just like. And I mean.
Wow, this is really.
It's pretty organic. Scary shit.
It's organic. Organic.
Yes.
Organic, organic.
It's totally very freaking organic, baby.
Organic, baby. No.
And he goes into the audience sweating and sweating, and he's still, you know,
organic.
Has no fat, even though he's 79 or whatever. I mean, well, all it's right. All skin is what it is. Kind
of. Oh, I thought you were talking about Elvis, not Iggy Pop.
Yeah, no.
The modern listener often finds himself confronted with unwelcome background noise of all kinds.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Can't do that. So here's our route to X Day as I see it. We stop in Reno.
This is an open phone, so we can all talk
on it.
What I'm trying to find out is what
Salt Lake City,
do this concert.
Cheyenne, Lincoln, Des Moines.
You see, I don't know anything about this. I'm just coming in late, and I'm trying to straighten something out. So. You tell me
cut
exactly what
Omaha,
it is without
that. St. Yeah. Louis.
My first area of policy concern.
Up through Louisville and straight over to Athens.
I do not want gesture on the part of Mr. Jagger to cost me 5 cents. If a blade of grass is torn down, they are going to build it up again. You know, I was involved in Woodstock.
So, Michael, how long is it going to take you to pack?
And I've been involved both as
very funny
and as an executive with.
I'd like to be on the road no later than say 3:30 tomorrow.
Hello? I see.
This is Mick Jagger.
I don't think so. You don't want my basketball.
Well, all right.
There he is. Get your yeah. I had that record. You don't want my pants to, you know, you don't want my trousers to fall down that deep. And this was the other song that we would dance all night to, Inagata, and that.
Everybody seems to be ready. Are you ready? Seems to be ready. Are you ready?
You were having sex?
For the first
Michael,
time in 3 years,
this music was
the
playing.
Greatest rock and roll band in the world,
us?
The Rolling Stones.
No, no,
the Rolling Stones.
What did I say? What did I
Who's
say?
Who's playing tonight, man?
I don't know.
We're gonna see how beautiful you are. Woo! All right.
What is this?
Soundcheck.
Oh, there's the Stones.
Soundcheck.
Okay, good.
Soundcheck.
Oh, that's good. They are immortal. They will be there forever. And,
let's have a look at New York City.
You know, that's the ultimate rock band. Woo! As goes the Stones, so goes rock. The rock has been replaced as the, primary,
been dead for at least 30 years. Probably more close to 40, actually, but what the heck? It's been dead for over 40 years.
I wouldn't say it's been dead, no.
Punk rock...
never died.
Punk rock didn't reinvigorate rock. It just put it to death. Put it out to pasture.
No.
And then it itself was put out to pasture.
Punk rock was one of the greatest, most wonderful uprisings of fantastic stuff.
Fantastic stuff, yes, exactly.
And I was a punk rocker, so I object to everything of what you're saying.
You didn't even, how do you object?
I object because...
You didn't even follow the thesis.
I know your thesis is because you're anti-rock, but
you're so wrong
about that. That's the worst thing
you could be.
Punk
rock is great, and it put rock out to pasture.
No.
And then it itself also went out to pasture.
Well, that's true to some degree, but
any rock at all.
You're so wrong. No, you're desperately wrong. Rock is forever. Country is forever. R&B is forever. It's all forever.
Not on my radio.
Blues is forever.
Nope.
Reggae.
Hip hop, huh?
Hip hop. Let's see.
Nope, it all ends tomorrow.
R&B.
And you may die.
It's all eternal. And you only say that because I'm saying that it is that way. You just... Right.
I'm being contrarian?
Exactly. Yes.
No way.
Yes, you are.
Uh-uh.
Well, I go, what are you getting? You're saying the world ends tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
Yeah, I know. Come on.
No.
No, I'm not being contrarian.
No.
I see. No, I didn't say that. You didn't say that you weren't being not contrarian. I see. I notice you never passed those things.
I didn't even light it yet.
I know.
Thanks for reminding me.
But this music doesn't thrill me, though. This isn't any good, right? No, you'd say yes. It's great.
President Pepe,
I told you,
says...
Says, let's see, EBM okay.
What's your problem?
Says, EBM okay.
Cool. Who is this? This is really, really cool. This is really
everything
Adam's
okay.
Family. You're doing the Adams Family. It's great. Did you get it?
The what family?
You're doing the Adams Family, right?
Yeah. No, Baby Overlock from Atari.
Which was Henry Mancini, yeah.
So this is straight from the Atari thing itself?
Well, it's sample. No, it's the cover band playing their own version of it.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of my favorite albums.
Very
one of my first albums.
Which
Henry
one?
Mancini, baby.
Yeah.
The soundtrack to Hot Hotty.
Oh, really?
I really like Henry Mancini as a kid. Still do.
John Wayne.
Johnny Mancini. One Mancini, two Mancini, three Mancini, four. Stop smoking froth. The smoking froth over there. The Rolling Stones smoked froth.
Did they? Good.
I don't know.
I don't think the Sex Pistols have any right to cut down the queen
until
they learn how to be.
Paul was arrested for it, of course, in Japan. Terrible. I cried.
Just a lot of
bunch of noise.
Well,
fuck off then. Hello, Paul. That was the one night they were spent apart.
Who?
Paul and Linda were apart one night during their entire relationship.
Until she passed away?
Until she passed away, yes.
Wow, that's just tragic. And then he got with that evil woman.
I know.
The mind woman.
The one head, one leg.
The mind
yeah.
lady.
I know.
Finally
that's,
got out of
what
her
a
clutches.
Story. That is so. Isn't that weird?
And then he ended up and he married his daughter. How did that happen?
No, he didn't marry his
daughter. Yes, he did. Paul and Stella McCartney.
He did
married
not.
Now. Yes, indeed. You didn't know that? What the heck?
That's even a much,
Michael,
even for an aristocratic.
I'm surprised that, I mean,
eccentric.
That's, I mean, everyone.
Paul married his daughter, yeah.
The size of that news is
that's
something
true.
I can't imagine.
I see.
Has not come across your radar. This happened
see.
Like 6-7 years ago.
Ah. And did she file? Did they have? Was there an illegitimate child of their unholy
no,
union?
No, they haven't had a child at all.
Oh. That's what you say.
Yeah, a lot of
some
people,
kind of a little mutant.
A lot of people,
you know,
think, that, a lot of people think that she married her own father in order to further her own career.
Joy feelings in all those around you.
You might say that.
Like, you know, she's trying
you
to,
might
like,
say that.
Coast on his fame
Matt.
A little bit.
You are an
more.
What about the phone?
You
she was trying to coast on his
today.
Fame
you
even
are
just a little bit more.
Sensitive.
Our friend's only a robot.
I don't know. What is there any purpose to that?
Today. You no. are an incredibly sensitive.
Oh.
You
that's
look
it.
Great today. You are an incredibly sensitive. And you inspire
this was Doug's answering machine message for quite a while, anyway.
Cool.
You look great.
should
today,
be.
You this are an incredibly sensitive. Inspires joy feelings in all those around you.
Joy feelings in all those around you. Who inspires joy feelings in those around you.